We asked, you responded, and I think it goes to prove that ABC Radio Adelaide listeners have the absolute best hearts in the world. And I think Jamie Moore would agree with me. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke with Jamie and his partner, the co-founder of the Lighthouse Project. Jamie, hello.
Hey, Sonia, thanks so much for having me on the program today.
Oh, it's good to speak with you again. Now, when we last spoke to you, we were talking with you about how you are using bikes and collecting bikes to help out the underprivileged and disadvantaged youth. Now, you were putting out a call a couple of weeks ago for anyone who had spare bikes in their shed and wanted to donate it. They could be any condition. You'd get them out. You were doing a big collection point. What happened?
Well, I don't really know how to put this. We was completely swamped. And I mean that in the best possible way. I didn't really go into that knowing how much reach, and this is not a plug for ABC. I didn't know the reach that you guys have, but we had people from as far as Jamestown coming directly to the Beverly Way Centre to drop bikes off. So it became this, I went down there with my desk and my laptop thinking that I wasn't really going to be that busy. And as soon as I got there at the waste yard, the guy, John, the site manager, was like, well, we've got about 20 people waiting already. So, absolutely blown away. You know, we've got a 20-foot container now completely full of very usable and valuable equipment that we can now upcycle with the young people that we work with across SA and Tassie. And that's probably going to be about a year's worth of inventory for us. So we're blown away. You know, I guess in hindsight, we probably should have got a bigger container because the volume we received was just so great. So can't thank you guys and obviously your listener base more for the help they did with that, because it was really empowering, and it was just a really nice experience to talk to all these people as well and hear their story. And, you know, that obviously meant a lot to them, the bikes, and they didn't want to just throw them away. And for us, that's just the extension of what that that bike can still achieve.
And I think it's great for those people too, that they know that those bikes are going on and going to be loved and enjoyed and used and made the most of with the kids who might not normally get that opportunity.
Oh, totally, Sonia. I think, you know, as long as people have children, there are going to be issues, and there are going to be kids that just can't be taught or parent, you know, having the same privileges as other kids. So, we were just completely blown away and so very thankful to all your listeners.
So they're being upcycled now, Jamie. You've got a whole team of people who can put them to good use and fix them and make them usable. When do you think you'll start seeing them in action?
If people follow us on blatant plug here for our social media, but if they follow Lighthouse Youth Projects, just with that hashtag or with the at symbol on Instagram and Facebook, they'll find us. But they'll be starting to appear as of next week. Some of the better bikes have already been upcycled and will be given to people in a program called Ride. And those guys will then use that for their first jobs, you know, whether that be working at Woolies or a carpentry apprenticeship. So they'll be riding their bikes to their first occupation. So, they're being used straight away. And as I said, there's probably about a year's worth of inventory for us to work through. So it's It's a gift that's just going to keep on giving without sounding too cheesy.
No, that's fantastic, Jamie. Look, we just wanted to get back to you because I think, you know, you were incredibly appreciative, and I think it's good for people to know too that that their good works are going to have a future and make it be useful, and that it does make a difference what you do. That's great.
Thank you. And I think even in this time, you know, with COVID and everything that happened last week, it was just like, well, this is just, I think, people want something positive to happen, don't they? You know, and I think we all do. And I think it's just definitely nice to be part of that and seeing that cycle just go around just one more time.
So. Well, it's certainly something positive happened at the Lighthouse Youth Project, and that's thanks to a lot of great and generous ABC listeners. Thank you very much for that.
And Sonia, if I could just say one more thing, I think with the success of this program, we're more than likely going to run them more frequently. It might only be just annually, but if we could maybe let your listeners know when that happens again, that'd be great.
Oh, feel free to. Yeah, get in touch, all right? Good on you.